You're listening to Vatican Radio. A Requiem Mass for Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation, better known as Mother Angelica, will be celebrated Friday at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Huntsville, Alabama, United States. The shrine is located on the grounds of the Monastery of Mother Angelica's Order, the Poor Clare Nuns of the Annunciation. It is also the home of the Eternal Word television network, EWTN, founded by Mother Angelica. The principal celebrant for the Mass will be the Archbishop of Philadelphia, Charles Chaput. Through a spokesperson, Archbishop Chaput described Mother Angelica as a remarkable figure in the Church. Chris Wells spoke with Michael Warsaw, Chairman and CEO at EWTN, about the life and legacy of Mother Angelica.
I think there's no question that Mother Angelica is the pioneer of Catholic communications here in the United States and really around the world. It was really Mother Angelica who, building on sort of the legacy of a Fulton Sheen, perhaps from 30 years earlier, who really embraced new technologies, the use of then satellite and cable television, and then, of course, all the emerging platforms that would come in the years later. She used those really most effectively for the spread of the gospel in a way that really the Church had not done before. And I think it's fair to say that when the history of the Church in the United States is written, looking at the 20th century, I think we'll see that Mother Angelica has to be mentioned as one of the key and transformative figures of the Church in that era.
And Mother Angelica had kind of a unique role in that she was a nun. She wasn't originally exactly a big part of the hierarchy of the Church, but nonetheless had a huge influence on how the gospel was spread in the U.S. and in the world.
Absolutely. I think it's quite interesting and quite an interesting part of her story, the fact that here is this cloistered Poor Clare nun in Birmingham, Alabama, who had no training, no background in media, was 58 years old, in terrible health, with $200 in the bank, her 12 nuns, and a garage, and yet she persevered and pushed forward to build EWTN and to create this now global communications vehicle for the Church. You know, when she began, there were so many people who really said that this was just, you know, a ridiculous thing that she was doing, and certainly she faced a lot of opposition both from outside but inside the Church, especially of people who said, well, you know, this is not something a nun can do, or this is not something that a woman should be doing. And yet Mother Angelica took all of that in stride and really pushed forward with her vision, what she believed God was calling her to do. You know, and I think it's others have said, in fact Cardinal Dolan yesterday made the comment that she is arguably the most significant, most influential Catholic woman in the Church in America in the last 50 years. And I think that that's absolutely the case. You know, I'm often asked, you know, what's sort of Mother Angelica's iconic phrase or signature line? And I think it's one that she repeated often, which is, dare to do the ridiculous so that God can accomplish the miraculous. And I think you look at the story of Mother and the story of EWTN, and you see this woman doing all of these things that were, in the eyes of the world and the eyes of many in the Church at the time, thought to be ridiculous things. But she did them. She persevered, and clearly over these last 35 years of EWTN's history, God has accomplished so many miraculous things through the work of the network.
And finally, one last question for you. A lot of people, of course, have seen Mother Angelica, and a lot of us remember Mother Angelica live and seeing her on EWTN. Can you tell us a little bit about Mother personally, what she was like, and what you remember about her?
Well, I think one of the things about Mother Angelica is that unlike many television personalities or media personalities who have sort of their on-air persona and their off-air persona, sometimes which are quite at odds with one another. With Mother Angelica, who Mother was on the air, who she presented herself as to her audience, that's who Mother Angelica was off air. She was this very grandmotherly, loving, caring, woman who, you know, when she felt that someone in her family needed some tough advice, she gave that tough advice. When someone in her family was hurting and needed consoling and comforting, she gave them that comfort. And she connected with people, I think, in a particular way because of her own life experience. You know, this is a woman who grew up in terrible poverty. Her father abandoned her family when she was very young. She left the church for a while, she and her mother. She had just a terrible experience growing up in a very rough environment. So she knew what it was like to live in difficulty. She knew what real life struggles were. And I think she was able to convey that sense of understanding and that sense of empathy to her audience who tuned in. She never sugarcoated things. She always said, you know, there aren't easy answers sometimes, and tomorrow may not be better than today. But if you put your trust and your faith in God and God alone, you'll persevere. You'll come through this, and He'll bring you through this. And so that's really who Mother was. You know, that's that authenticity, that connection, and that sense of love.
You were listening there to Michael Warsaw, Chairman and CEO at EWTN, interviewed by Chris Wells. Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, the Vatican spokesperson, has also commented on her passing away, saying Mother Angelica was a great witness and a missionary apostle.